There were two bridges side by side with 16 glass platforms each, but each row had a glass platform that breaks once you step on it, while the other was strong enough to hold the weight of two individuals. This concept was very interesting and fun to watch. It created a high-stakes situation that elevated the suspense. The 50-50 chance of failure on each step makes it a real challenge. However, the design and the logic of that game seemed simple enough to be recreated in video game. And given my long-time skills and knowledge on making scripted single-player scenarios for Call of Duty 4, I took the chance to recreate the game. So I booted up my Call of Duty 4 tools, created a new map, and started working on this thing. First thing I did is to create the logic of the glass steps on which the whole game is based on. I placed them in equal distances from each other to test if the Call of Duty 4 jump speed allowed players to skip a row. When I found the ideal distance between the steps, I converted them to script brush models to prepare them for scripting. I had two versions of the steps, one solid and one breakable. I included a trigger to detect when player is stepping on them. Then I grouped it all together, I saved them as a prefab, and placed 16 of both types in the map so they can be used by script. Now, since their positions would be randomized, I had to figure out a smart way to place the steps in a way that there would be one breakable step and one solid step on each bridge row. I did this by placing a script origin in the center of each row and placing two additional script origin entities where the steps were supposed to be. Those two are connected to the first script origin so I can detect the row in the script. With all the essential entities placed in the editor so far, it's time to start coding. First thing I had to do is to define everything and give them some starting attributes. Those attributes are useful when the script origins look for the glass step models. If a glass step model is already used by another script origin in another row, it cannot be used. This way we have a solid selection system where our script origin that handles the row can choose the glass step models without conflicts. Next, I randomize the use of broken and solid glass steps by each row. Each time you boot up the map, every row chooses a random combination of broken and solid glass steps. That means that whenever you jump in the next row, you never know if the step is going to break or not. But all I did so far is to have two different types of glass step models that are assigned randomly in each row. The breakable ones wouldn't break yet, so I had to code them to do so. I just defined the trigger attached to the breakable glass steps, coded each trigger to wait for the player to step on it individually, and then play a glass break sound, point back to its parent glass step model, and delete it. This simulates the glass break really nicely. At this point, the testing was really interesting and fun, but once you reach the other side of the bridge, nothing happens. So I took some inspiration from the show itself. The show had 16 players crossing the bridge. When someone falls, you know which step in the row he fell is the solid one. So the best way to simulate this in single player is a live system. 16 players in the show, 16 lives. I coded the system in such a way that when you fall off the bridge you don't actually die, but instead you get teleported back to the start with one less life. In the show there was also a timer that gave the ticking bomb feel. So I just grabbed my most recent timer code and added it in the map. I guess 5 minutes is a good enough time limit for now. Finally, I had to create an ending to somehow satisfy the player. Until now, all I had was a placeholder ending that just wrote win on the screen once you get to the other side. In the show, once the players cross the bridge, every remaining glass steps break individually from the furthest to the closest. So I decided to make something similar. All I had to do is to define all remaining glass steps and force them to break one by one gradually from the furthest to the closest. Now here's the problem. The scripts I have only have a function that allows you to get the closest entity to a position. There is no get furthest function, so I had to improvise. This may get a little bit more technical, so bear with me. I end up using get closest to detect the closest glass step to the player, and exclude it from an array of ends it belongs while adding it to a new one. I repeated that process until I had an array of ends that had its first entity the closest to the player and its last entity the furthest one. Now, Call of Duty 4 may not have get furthest function, but it does have an array reverse function. All I did is to reverse the array and there we have it. An array of ends that has the furthest glass step first and the closest last. Then I forced them to break row by row gradually and locked players' view to watch the spectacle. Lastly, to make it more engaging and motivate the players to try their chances, I added a scoring system that combined remaining lives and time to the total score. And we finally made it. The game is fully recreated, the steps are working perfectly. The lives and timer fail the mission if their condition is met before you win. And the ending rewards the player for their skills, I mean their luck. Now all I had to do is to add some final touches. First, I took good care of the map. I designed a somewhat decent environment, trying to make it look similar to the one at the show. And one last final touch was to add a dead NPC body every time the player fell. This made things seem more dramatic and gave a sense of consequences, since you can see all your previously failed attempts laying dead in the bottom of the map. Now the map is fully ready and available for release. You can find this map in the description of this video. You can only play it if you have Call of Duty 4 though. If you're a fellow modder and you're interested in the source code, contact me at Discord. All links are in the description. Now, before I show you a full run of the minigame, I'd like to say a few words about me and the projects I work on. So I've been working on Call of Duty 4 for almost a decade now, and I've created lots of single player projects that I'm really happy with. However, all of my skills and hard work will reflect in the next one. That is Rooftops 2. Rooftops 2 will be a brand new Call of Duty 4 single player campaign, the sequel of my first Rooftops campaign, that could be easily described as a total conversion mod. Besides the brand new campaign experience, it upgrades plenty of the original game's aspects. Tons of new weapons, character skins, innovative map design, new characters, and well-crafted cinematic scenes. It's a massive project, created only by myself, and I really need to bring awareness to people who might be interested in these things, because it would be a pity if all that hard work would go unnoticed. Therefore, I would really appreciate it if you would consider following the project here on YouTube or on ModDB. All the related links are in the description. With that out of the way, let's take a look at the minigame itself. Thanks for watching and have a nice day.